And it's Thursday again, so that means Bathrop Spears Broadside's short flashback show, or maybe it's not so short. We'll see. Today's the 30th of November, no, October 2025, and we are flashing back to June 18th, 2002. You're going to be hearing the really hard to hear end of an interview with David Busch, a really, I think, fine Santa Monica activist. Perhaps I only saw him from a distance. Others may have said other things who had closer contact. But the time to come to talk about him will be when I introduce him more fully in another show. This is the second half of the June 18, 2002 show. You're missing the first half, and it's largely unintelligible. David is a Santa Monica activist and a Food Not Bombs activist who had no trouble when being told he had to leave a restaurant to say, no, I'm staying here, and if you try to remove me, I'm suing you, and actually I'll be filing a criminal complaint against you for violating the UNRRA Civil Rights Act. And he apparently got some traction with that kind of thing, not because he necessarily went through court, but he persuaded them to adopt a more reasonable attitude. Anyway, you're also going to hear about the perhaps it's McMahon, I'm not sure. It's a Sacramento homeless defendant who used successfully the necessity defense, getting three charges dropped. You'll be hearing vehicular camper lamenting his situation. An update on the attacks on people chalking political slogans on the sidewalk with erasable chalk in Santa Cruz. Norman Thielberg, I guess he was. He's a pigeon feeder who was given a ticket by Sergeant Butchie Baker and then physically abused for refusing to pick up other people's trash. You'll hear Ed Howes, the homeless brother of, I guess it's Officer Howes, who was then on the police force, which made an interesting duality there, talking about his ambivalence about using the necessity defense. Then we'll hear about Nate Kennedy being held in Dominican Hospital psych ward, and an actual call from the psych ward by Nina Percival. And there's a lot more on there, too, but you just have to listen to it to get it, I guess. Then we're going to do a second flashback to June 20th, 2002, perhaps partially because we couldn't actually catch the full June 18th flashback. This is the June 20th one, which is, of course, the next show. It has harassment of Justin Boyer on the sidewalk for leaving his backpack briefly to go into a bookstore, then Borders Bookstore, I guess now it's called. Well, it's at the corner of Soquel and Pacific, and all you old-timers know what it was then, and I guess what it isn't now. You'll hear lots of voices from that period of time. Street interviews with Scott Rhodes, a colleague of Jerry Henry, a street preacher and minister to young people. Dennis Adams, one of the folks who used to feed people until he was largely driven out of town because he insisted on direct street feedings, or he was involved in that. Then there's Nancy McCready, Enough Said Nancy, from Santa Barbara, with the Right to Sleep Walk, walking from Santa Barbara, I think starting in San Diego, actually, but going through Santa Barbara and then walking up to Sacramento to demand a change in the anti-homeless law, such as what was then 647J. I think it's now 647I. It's the law which is... It calls itself an anti-lodging law, but it's actually a law that's selectively used by police to go after protesters or people who they find camping. Then we have Susan Dunn, a Santa Barbara activist, homeless activist, and a guitarist, strumming on guitar. And then two conservative interviews, one from Candy Jackson of Jackson's Shoes, who masterminded, or I should say inspired, the anti-homeless legislation that came later that summer, vastly increasing the forbidden zones on the sidewalk where it became illegal to sit. and increasing restrictions on where you could sit and so forth, based on her sense that the things were just getting too libertine and wild downtown. And then we'll have an interview with Steve Hartman, another conservative voice who had a regular show on KSCO, and also, well, he turned his face both ways. And when he's conservative politically, Republican Party and so forth, I think, although I've never really gone into great detail with him on about that. But it's a packed show. It's actually only 2 hours long, but it's got a lot of stuff in it. So listen to it if you want. I am in a race with the clock to get this out, so I'm not going to be playing the theme song. My apologies. But there will be time for songs of social significance, and there are some on the second flashback from June 20th. So listen in, and you'll hear them.